look, I know this whole abstinence thing was my idea, but I think we made it long enough, huh?
Maybe you're right. I mean, the whole point was to get to know each other better, and I feel we have.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, what more do we need to know?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We waited this long. We should make our first time really special.
Let's make our second time really special. Let's make our first time really soon.
No, I mean it. Let's go away this weekend. Someplace really romantic. I promise it'll be worth the wait.
Okay. Okay, we'll do it your way. Just leave everything to me. Poor fools. They don't know what they're missing.
Good morning, all.
Hey, Roy, good morning. Remember, kids, someone says good morning to you, always say good morning back, even if you could care less.
Lola, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm recording my thoughts. I have one almost every day.
I'd have bet against it.
Yeah, since my divorce, I don't get to see my kids very often. I don't want them to miss out on any of my excellent fatherly advice. But, which reminds me, never talk to strangers unless you know them really well.
Well, your children are very lucky, though. All my father ever told me was, you may not be strong, you may not be smart, but you sure are a hairy little monkey.
Morning, Helen. Wow, nice flowers.
No, they're not. It's Davis's way of saying that he's not coming this weekend.
Lynch again, huh? Better off without him.
Joe, you just don't like him because he wouldn't invest in your business. But you've got to listen to me. He feels really bad about that.
He does?
Yes. He said, you know, with the new tax plan and all, he is going to wish he had a few more lousy investments to write off.
Well, he can eat his heart out because I'm going to lose more money this year than I ever have.
Roy, look who's coming in through gate one.
Oh, wow. She's gorgeous.
Oh, Roy, you've been drooling over that woman for months. Are you ever going to talk to her?
No, I wouldn't know what to say to a lady like that.
God, she's beautiful. Who is she?
Her name's Barbara Farkachevsky. She's been flying into the island on my airline for months. I just haven't been able to get up the courage to talk to her.
Well, I think if you did, she would marry you in a second.
You think so?
Oh, yes, anything to get rid of that name, Farkachevsky.
Just talk to her.
What am I going to say?
Well, let's. Oh, I know. Here, make believe that Lowell is Barbara, and let me hear what you'd say to her.
Lowell?
Yes, let me hear your best opening line.
Oh, will you stop that? All right. Here's the best one I got. Baby, you got it all. Face, boobs, and caboose.
Mother was right. Men are scum.
What? What was wrong with that? What?
Boy, you're just like an artichoke, one unsightly layer after another.
Well, what should I do?
Well, with a lady like that, you'd need a whole new approach.
Yes, and perhaps a whole new look wouldn't hurt either. Maybe we could do a, what do you call it, a makeover?
Oh, well, in this case, more like a make-do.
Like I'd let you two anywhere near me. I'm all yours. Strip me naked and start from scratch.
Well, let's hope that won't be necessary. Let's start with the hair. What is this goop you put on it now?
I don't put anything on it.
No, really.
Really?
Faye, we have much to do.
Remember the good old days when this used to be my office?
Hold on.
Will you just give me a minute, please? I'm trying to rent this really incredible cabin up in Connecticut for me and Alex.
Oh, so does this signal the end of this celibacy kick?
Well, let's put it this way. I've been carbo loading for 2 days. Yeah, that sounds great. I'll take it. How much? Maybe you don't understand. I'm bringing my own woman. No. That's okay. That's okay. Yes. All right, we'll see you there tonight. Ow! Okay, all I need from you now are the keys to the plane, and I'm out of here.
My plane?
Yeah.
No, sorry, man. I got a charter flight first thing in the morning. The salmon fishermen, remember?
Oh, no, wait. I don't want to hear about anybody spawning this weekend but me. Well, could you fly us there? You can pick us up tomorrow on the way back from your charter. Oh, come on. It's not like you got anything else going on in your crummy little life.
Oh, good salesmanship.
Come through, move. Get out of my way. Move. Davis called. He's free after all. I'm going to New York to see him. Hey, Roy, get me on your last flight to LaGuardia.
No can do. It's booked.
Well, then I'll ride up front with the pilot.
Already sold that seat.
Fine, I'll ride down below in a pet carrier.
Believe me, I would love to oblige. But the FAA said I can't do that anymore.
Joe? You got a plane, you can take me. What is it, out in the hangar? Let's go, move it. Joe, I know you don't like Davis, but if you don't take him to New York, I'll kill you while you sleep.
Well, gee, when you put it that way, it makes it so hard for me to say, no way in hell.
That's right, because if he's going to take anybody, my sweet, it's going to be me and Alex to Connecticut, because I am his brother, after all.
Oh, yeah, the brother who once stole his fiancée.
Oh, no, wait a second. Now, who's dating the guy who won't invest in his airline?
Well, who's his best friend?
Oh, really? Well, who wrecked his car? Never mind.
Brian, why are we fighting? You know, we can both have our way. This is Joe we're talking about. I mean, we've been getting our way with him for years. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I panicked.
All right. Yeah, let's do what we do best. Joe.
I hate this. Really hate this.
Lowell. Faye, your attention, please. I now present the new and improved Roy Biggins. This season, romance is in the air. And its name is Roy. A fashion master for any occasion is this navy pinstripe Italian suit, silk tie, and matching handkerchief. The pants are pleated, the jacket is ventless. It's bold, it's beautiful, it's Biggins.
Oh, who am I kidding? Do I look dumb or what?
A little, but the clothes help.
No, we're not done. Do you remember your new opening line? Okay, Lowell, if you please.
What is this? Am I the only available woman on the island?
All right, here goes. I don't mean to be forward, but if beauty were sunlight, you would shine from a million miles away.
Oh, goodness. Never be ashamed of your feelings, even if they scare you.
Oh, God, I feel like we're mom and dad taking the kids to the prom.
Just give them a break, Joe. They're in love. And while you're at it, you know, you could be a little happier for me, too.
I'm sorry. Did I forget to express my glee? You know, this landing strip is supposed to be right up here, but this fog, I don't know.
Don't know what?
Yeah, just land the plane.
Brian, look at this weather.
All right, if you can't set her down, then let me do it.
Well, maybe you should let me do it.
Really, it's okay. I'm perfectly capable of landing a plane.
Yeah, but I have more experience flying in bad weather.
Would you shut up? Shut up. Would you both shut up? I know how to land a plane.
Well, then land.
Joe, don't you let them tell you what to do. You just do what you think is right.
Thank you.
Which is obviously going to New York.
Land.
Joe, don't let them pressure you. You just do what you think is best.
Helen, could you quit digging your nails into my thigh?
Land.
Look, there's an opening in the cover. You can get through that, can't you?
Land! Look, you want me to risk my life just so you two can have sex?
Well, when you put it that way, land!
I was out of my mind to try that landing.
Yeah, well, life's a gamble, then you die. See ya!
Yeah, see ya!
Did you believe how selfish those two are?
Yeah, they're awful. Now quit yakking and get me to New York.
Thanks for starting the fire.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Here, I'll throw another log on. This is so wonderful. It'd be even more romantic if my butt wasn't numb. Let's see. Where else could we possibly be more comfortable?
Mine.
You know, poets spend their lifetimes trying to write about moments like this, and all I could think of to say is, yippee.
Stay right there.
Wild horses couldn't drag me away, although I'm game for almost anything.
Someone at the door?
Yeah, it was just the gruff yet kindly caretaker asking if we had enough wood, and my God, we do.
Hey.
What are they doing here?
Open the damn door. Please open the damn door.
Hey, look, it's Joe and Helen. Let's kill them. The fog got worse. I couldn't take off.
Yeah, you big chicken. Chuck Yeager were here who would slap your face.
Oh, that's a fascinating tale, but what the hell are you doing here?
This was the only building around for miles.
Not true. There's a little town not 2 days' walk from here.
This place is pretty nice.
Hey, where's the damn phone? I have to call Davis and tell him I won't be there.
There is no phone or TV or radio.
What are you talking about? Then what are you supposed to do here? What are you looking at? You think I want to be here?
I know. I'm being selfish.
No, you're not being selfish. We had a perfectly lovely evening planned, and they ruined it. And you can stop smiling.
No, actually, I can't. As you so kindly pointed out, I had no plans this evening, but watching those of you who did is not without a certain entertainment value. So, what do you want to do, huh? Hey, how about charades?
No charades. First one to mime something dies.
Oh, wait, come on. You don't like mimes? I think they're pretty clever.
No, mimes are not clever. They're white-faced, big-mouthed, glove-wearing, little horrible jerks who live in imaginary boxes, and if I hear another word about it, I'm not going to be held responsible for my actions.
Ooh, we're scared.
Try me. Mime something. You know, I have an idea. Why don't you two guys go outside and get lost?
Well, I would, but I can't seem to get out of this box.
Hey, stop it!
You're right. You know, she's right. You're absolutely right. There's no reason why this can't be a perfectly pleasant evening. Just keep a leash on Gland Boy.
Helen, maybe you ought to give the champagne a rest.
Oh, what does it matter? It's all going to be over as soon as Davis buys that chewing gum.
Gum?
If I don't get to New York, Davis is going to get bored, and he's going to go down to the local newsstand to buy a pack of gum. And he's going to meet this beautiful girl there buying the latest issue of Cosmo, the slut. And they're going to fall in love and get married and have two kids and live in a little house with a white picket fence. My house. And I'm going to end up living in a shopping cart. And all the kids are going to point at me and say, oh, well, there's crazy old Helen. She never made it to New York.
Joey, where's your compassion? Take Helen to New York.
You're right. Okay, all right, I will.
But I can't get to the door. It's too windy. You are so dead. Come on. You mind?
I am out of here.
Okay. That's a great idea, okay? We'll leave them here. You know, I'll go in the woods and we'll get back to nature, right?
Brian, when are you going to get it? Our romantic evening is not going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm coming with you then.
I'm just going for a walk. You don't need to come along.
No, I don't need to come along, but if something were to happen to you, I'd feel responsible.
Don't worry. I can take care of myself. In the service, we had survival training. They used to just drop us off in the middle of nowhere for days with nothing but a fish hook and a piece of twine.
And that's relevant because...
I think it's pretty clear, Brian. She can always defend herself with a freshly caught trout.
Oh, Joe, look. I don't have a lifeline.
Listen, I just want to go for a walk. If I run into trouble, I can handle it.
Of course you will.
What's that supposed to mean?
Skip it. Sorry, skip it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Why do you always have to be so tough all the time? Why can't you be more of a...
A what?
Okay. A girl.
Oh, Helen, pay attention. This is getting good.
Well, if I'm so masculine, why are you so hot to sleep with me?
Oh, I wish we had some popcorn. You're just so competitive.
I am not.
Oh, my God. What about when we were on the plane? I said, I could land. You said, I can land better. I mean, you're constantly one-upping me. If I say planes, you say jets. If I say walk, you say run.
You say potatoes, she says...
No, thanks. I'll just have the rice.
Listen, Alex, come on, please. We didn't come here to fight, okay? We're tense. Why don't we take that walk together and we'll find a place where we can, you know...
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You want to have sex. I forgot. Fine, let's have sex. Come on, big boy. Make me a real woman. Make the earth move. Ooh, baby. You're the best.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. That's great.
Oh, could you pull over the car? I think I'm gonna be sick.
Hey, you know what? We ought to book this place again for next year.
What flight is she on, Roy?
19. She should be here any minute.
Now go sweep that beautiful woman off her feet.
Do you remember your new opening line?
Yeah, I got it. I don't mean to be forward, but if beauty were sunlight, you'd shine from a million miles away.
That is really beautiful. Tell me more.
If beauty were sunlight, you would shine from a million miles away.
What?
If beauty were if sunlight, you would be shining from a million. How the hell would that?
Joey, where are
you been? The boys from the Salmon Club have been calling all morning.
Well, it's kind of a long story, Faye. I'll go call them right now.
Wait a minute. What happened to Helen? Her Mr. Lynch called and said she never got to New York.
She was with me.
Oh, really? Oh, Helen. I just heard about you and Joe. Congratulations.
For what? Not killing him? I gotta go call Davis.
Good morning, Alex. I guess there's no doubt that you had a nice evening.
Guess again.
I give up.
Alex, come on. I can't take the silent treatment anymore. Now, look, I know we both said some rotten things to each other last night, and we're obviously both too proud to make the first move. So how about this? What if, at the same time, we both say, I'm sorry, okay? Okay? Okay. One, two, three. I'm sorry.
I accept.
Sometimes, instead of a big raise, you can negotiate for a better title.
You're looking at the new executive supervising bartender.
And we've got great news. We've named you the local district managing director of Cheers Watching. Now get back to work. Cheers is next on Nick at Night.